posters, press kits, figurines, novels, etc. that I had collected over the years. I named the site the Myers Museum. As my collection grew and my programming skills improved, the website began attracting a slew of Halloween fans that started demanding more frequent updates. I became obsessed with the Myers Museum, updating it daily via an American online dial-up connection from my little apartment in Lake Hiawatha, New Jersey. The website was a one-stop hub for Halloween fans where they could find news, contests, fan fiction, photo galleries, trivia questions, games, reviews, and also the OHMB, the official Halloween message board, which became the web's main discussion grounds for all things Halloween. In one short year, I met so many people whom I still keep in touch with today, and I established myself as an avid Halloween memorabilia collector and, obviously, superfan. In 1999, I moved to San Diego and eventually attended my first West Coast horror convention at the Pasadena Convention Center, where I got to meet Dick Warlock, Pamela Susan Shoup, Daniel Farranz, and Danielle Harris. They were all so friendly as they answered all of our questions and took pictures with us. And I just kept thinking to myself that every Halloween fan should be having this amazing and immersive experience. Later, as my friend snapped a photo of me with my arm around Pamela in my cherished Halloween 4 t-shirt, I remember thinking how amazing this convention would have been if all the guests were from the Halloween series. Right there, the idea flashed before my eyes of a themed event where nothing but Halloween celebrities, activities, and merchandise filled the convention floor. But while my friends thought it was a great idea and encouraged me to pursue it, my inexperience at organizing such an event led me to believe it would be just too big of a mountain to climb. And so the idea of a Halloween convention remained a pipe dream. But not for long. In 2002, I received an email from Brian Martin and Bruce Dierbeck that, in retrospect, changed the course of my life forever. Brian and Bruce were the webmasters of the official Halloween website, HalloweenMovies.com, which I'll call HM.com from here on out, and were emailing me about the upcoming premieres of Halloween Resurrection in Century City, Los Angeles. Since they both lived out of state and neither were able to attend the premiere, they needed someone local to attend and help them cover it for HM.com. Having known about my fan site and that I lived in San Diego, they thought I would be the perfect person to help them out. I jumped at the chance and even offered to run a contest on the Myers Museum to give out free tickets to fans. Brian and Bruce ran it past the powers that be at Trancas, and they ultimately gave me permission to raffle off 10 pairs of tickets. The contest received hundreds of replies in less than 24 hours. To select the 10 winners, all I did was go into the submissions folder and scroll my cursor up and down to randomly click on 10 emails. I called 10 people all around the country, handing out tickets to the premiere. And boy, did I make a bunch of people really happy that day. At that time, I figured this would be the closest I'd ever get to being part of the Halloween franchise. But my journey was only just beginning. The very first ticket winner was Paul Swearingen, who called me the day after the premiere. He thanked me profusely and then said, "You know, I was thinking last night how fun it would be to host a convention that focused on the Halloween films." I told him I had been thinking about that exact idea for years and then said, "Let's do it together." I remember thinking, "What am I saying? This guy is a complete stranger. What if he's a nutcase?" But I was just so excited that I might have actually found a partner to produce the Halloween convention with me that I couldn't help myself. We brainstormed hosting the event in a ballroom in a hotel somewhere in South Pasadena where we could screen the Halloween films and get as many actors, producers, writers, and directors as possible to attend and mingle with fans. We figured we could draw 500 people or so to attend, and that's only if we were lucky. Paul and I started putting things in motion very quickly. He contacted the Hilton Hotel in South Pasadena, where Halloween and Halloween 2 were filmed, and they seemed interested in hosting the event. Paul also contacted the City Towns Hall to see if they would help us with publicity, and they too liked the idea. I then pitched the concept of a Halloween convention to the members of the OHMB to get an interest check, and everyone responded with resounding approval. With all this enthusiasm in the air and someone to work with me, I figured it was finally time to attempt to climb up this giant mountain.